Welcome to the 76th anniversary Ponte d'Arillo Memorial Service. We take time to pay a solemn tribute to 39 men and heroes for their extreme sacrifice paid July 1943. Operation Husky was the largest amphibious operation of World War II, 10 July 1943. Several aircraft loaded with paratroopers took off from fields in Tunisia for their flight to drop zones in southern Sicily, east of the village of Jella. It was a strong western wind, and the paratroopers landed miles beyond their actual drop zones. Men of the 82nd American Airborne Division found themselves amidst three German Army pillboxes in Ponte d'Arillo. The combat ensued between the American paratroopers and the Italian and German troops. This ceremony commemorates the heroism and sacrifice of those who have gone before us. Color Guard, host! I'd now like to introduce the commanding officer of Naval Computer and Telecommunications Station Sicily, Commander Robert Mathias.
We are gathered in remembrance of the 39 Army and Navy service members who lost their lives fighting from July 10th through the 12th, 1943. There were survivors of Ponte d'Arillo, and they recounted how these heroic men were led into action by Lieutenant Colonel Arthur Gorman. Surrounded by pillboxes and additional enemy infantry, hard-nosed Gorman and the All-Americans kept fighting. Today, there is more than just a memorial plaque at Ponte d'Arillo listing those who gave their lives years ago. Much work has gone into the reasons why we are here. Let us acknowledge that we are here together with a bond held by sacrifice and solemn tribute. For years, the last roll call has been read and wreaths have been laid. For years, the song Taps has echoed these hills.
The U.S. Army has a tradition that they call the last roll call. First Sergeant calls each soldier by name, one by one, saving the name of the deceased until the end. The name of the fallen soldier is called, no answer. The name is called again, no answer. The name is called for a third time, slowly, no answer.